This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Mark Moyer, a professor at Marine Corps University at Quantico, Virginia. He's also the author of Triumph Forsaken, the Vietnam War, 1954 to 1965. We've asked him to join us today to offer his reflections now that we've learned of the passing of former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, who, of course, served both Presidents Kennedy and Johnson during the Vietnam War. And Dr. Moyer, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
What was it about McNamara that President Kennedy saw, and I guess President Johnson saw as well, that they wanted him as the Secretary of Defense? He had just taken a very cushy job as the head of the Ford Motor Company, but Kennedy was able to lure him away, and Johnson kept him on till almost the end of his administration. What was it about him that they trusted so much?
Well, for one thing, he's a very successful businessman, and so they thought that the same sort of organizational skills he used there would help improve a sluggish government bureaucracy, and there was some truth to that. He was also an extremely good presenter, had a very good demeanor in how he presented, very confident, had a masterful grasp of statistics. So he had a lot of the intangibles. He was also, you know, of course, a very smart guy too, but much of it was how he said it, not merely what he said to them.
What we're hearing in the early obituaries is a man who was a steady guide next to President Kennedy during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and a man who later became a lightning rod during the Vietnam War. Is that the thumbnail sketch, or do the mainstream folks have it wrong?
Well, they have it wrong in several respects. I mean, one, the Cuban Missile Crisis, I think, remains a somewhat misunderstood episode, and the Kennedy administration is sometimes credited with handling this particularly well, but you know, more recent revelations indicate that actually the reason the Cuban Missile Crisis was resolved was that the Soviets were afraid we were going to get tougher than in fact we were. So it was as much happenstance as anything else. But it was important in terms of informing what happened next in Vietnam, because McNamara took away from that episode, and wrongly, I think, the idea that if we just use some sort of limited show of force that we're going to get the enemy to back down. And we tried that in Vietnam, and obviously we did not succeed in getting our enemies to back down.
McNamara also said later that U.S. military involvement in Vietnam should have stopped in 1963 because he says there wasn't a strong enough state, a strong enough government there to support. I know in your book that you strongly disagree with that premise. Explain why.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, too, because if you look at McNamara, a lot of what he says later doesn't quite square with what he was saying at the time. In fact, he opposes this coup in 1963 that overthrows the Diem government, which turns out to be the biggest disaster of the war. And he'll continue to support the war for several more years. And he has caught a lot of flack from both sides. He's actually probably the one person who has been the most disliked on both sides of the Vietnam debate, although he's been somewhat rehabilitated by the left after he wrote his book in which he talked about how the war had been so wrong. But the war does go poorly from 63 to about 68, which is also when McNamara leaves, and then things get better actually from 69 onward, which McNamara basically overlooks in his works.
So what is the legacy of McNamara's time as the head of the Pentagon? Obviously, it's a very eventful stretch. What do you see as his high points at DOD, and what do you see as some of his biggest mistakes?
Well, he was a very efficient manager. He swept away some inefficiencies, brought in some statistical analysis, which in certain instances was useful, although, of course, in some places it turned out to be counterproductive. I think one of the biggest problems he brought with him, which I think we've seen some of since, is he had a very negative outlook towards the uniformed military, especially the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And time and again in the Vietnam debate, we saw the Joint Chiefs of Staff advocating one position and McNamara going out of his way to prevent them from having an audience with the president or having other sorts of influence. And it turns out in hindsight that the Joint Chiefs were correct, because they rejected this idea that we would use these limited shows of force to send a message. They were much more concerned about using overwhelming force, which, I mean, everything we've learned since then suggests that they were right and McNamara was wrong.
Dr. Moyer, we heard President Bush say time and time again during the Iraq War and the war in Afghanistan, we're going to follow the advice of our commanders on the ground. They know what's going on there. Do you believe that's a lesson directly learned from the Vietnam era?
Yes, I think that is. Certainly, a lot of people paid attention to what happened. Fortunately, we have, thanks to Marine Corps Commandant Wallace Green, we were able to get some of the documents released from what was exactly going on between McNamara and the Joint Chiefs, and it really reveals some new information in terms of just the extent to which McNamara went to subvert them, and he would also, you know, promise them he would take their views seriously and advance them, and then would not. And clearly, more and more information has come out that shows, in fact, you know, the military understood things better than people like McNamara did. And so I think certainly President Bush was very mindful of that experience, and I know Vietnam was a subject of great interest to him.
And finally, just as we close the chapter on the Robert McNamara era, what thoughts came to your mind when you heard of his passing today?
Well, I thought about his efforts to rewrite history, particularly in his later books and in retrospect in particular, and also, of course, the film Fog of War that many people are familiar with. And, you know, I think he, unfortunately, he seems to have been ridden by guilt, and it seems to have affected his memory, and certainly I can understand someone being distraught over these sorts of things, but I think he misrepresented the history partly to cover himself, partly to sort of have some sort of mea culpa, but he's done a disservice to many veterans, I think, and I know many of them remain upset by the way in which he denigrated the cause for which, you know, he himself had brought America to fight. So it's sad to see anyone pass, but in terms of historical understanding, I think we need to pay attention to what others have said more than what McNamara said, because I think there's just a lot of untruths or half-truths in the legacy he's left.
Dr. Moyer, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Mark Moyer is a professor at Marine Corps University at Quantico, Virginia. His book is Triumph Forsaken, The Vietnam War, 1954 to 1965. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.